Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath today as we gather on this Ash Wednesday, this time in the Christian tradition when we begin our Lenten journey, this time of reflection upon what it means that Jesus has passed over from death to life and that we have been given life that is eternal. You'll be invited by the ushers to come forward for the imposition of the ashes. There will be four stations, two here and two on the side. As you come forward, we ask you to come forward in silence and to remain in silence through the end of the service. We will sing hymns, and we invite you to sing them together. In a moment, I'll invite you to stand, and I'd have you stand through our gathering litany, and then we'll sing the hymn out of the Cranberry Hymnal, hymn number 328. And then I'd invite you to remain standing through the reading and into the litany of confession. Please stand. From dust we came, to dust we will return. We belong to God. We gather in penitence. We gather in confidence. We belong to God. At the beginning of Lent, at every moment in our lives, we belong to God.
A reading from Matthew chapter 6. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they might be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners, so that they might be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Friends in Christ, today, with the whole church, we enter a time of remembering Jesus' Passover from death to life. And our life in Christ is renewed. We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for God's mercy. Despite our best efforts, O God, we have not always lived as we should. Our own short-sightedness and impatience have led us to make choices based upon our immediate needs over your desires. Forgive us for our selfish ways. We beseech you, O God. Many of the challenges we have faced have evoked fear in us. We have let these fears at times overwhelm our faith and trust in you. Forgive us for our lack of faith in you. We beseech you, O God. We do not always recognize or acknowledge that our reticence to embrace the stranger comes from our own prejudices, O God. When we do not remember the stranger, we lose the blessings and richness of your beloved community. Forgive us for our biases. We beseech you, O God. We see injustices all around, in the papers, on television, on the web, or walking through our community. Yet we often cannot bring ourselves to speak out or take action against them. Forgive us for our silence. We beseech you, O God. We know you created this world with enough for everyone. Yet in this land of plenty, people know deprivation. Forgive us that we have not done enough to sustain and support the sacredness of the common good. We beseech you, O God.
Let us pray. Truly dust we are, and to dust we shall return. And truly yours we are, and to you we shall return. Help us, help this to be a time of turning round and beginning again. Through the 40 days of Lent, help us follow you and to find you. In the discipline of praying, in the drudgery of caring, in whatever we deny ourselves, and in whatever we set ourselves to learn or do. Help us to discover you in our loneliness and in community, in our emptiness and our fulfillment, in our sadness and our laughter. Help us to find you when we ourselves are lost. Help us to follow you on the journey to Jerusalem, to the waving palms of the people's hope, to their rejection, to the cross and the empty tomb. Help us to perceive new growth amid the ashes of the old. Help us, carrying your cross, to be witnesses to you. Amen. Merciful God, dust we are, and to dust we shall return. In Jesus, you chose to share our human frailty, to enter into our mortality and all its mystery, to redeem this handful of dust. We are yours, and to you we shall return. Amen.
Please stand. Jesus said to his disciples, "Happy are you needy ones. The reign of God is yours. Happy are you who are hungry. You will be satisfied. Happy are you who weep now. You will be filled with laughter. Happy are you who are rejected and insulted. Be glad and dance with joy." Jesus said, "Take up your cross. We will follow you, O Christ, into the needs of the world, into the truth of our lives, into the pain in our hearts, into the presence of God. Amen." Please depart in peace.